All right, folks, welcome to another week of the Doe and 5-0 show. Joe?
Lee.
How you doing?
Great.
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 Hotter than hell outside the last 2 days.
It is really hot.
Miserable.
And, you know, when we come in here, we have to turn off the air conditioning because it's too loud.
It's going to be the shortest show ever. Shortest show ever. It's been really hot here in Indiana the last 2 days. That's the way it works here. We've had an extremely extended spring, I would say.
Yeah.
Nothing but rain on top of rain on top of rain.
And everyone is complaining about it. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to be so hot. And I don't like the heat at all.
That's what it did. It went from, what, the 60s to 180 degrees
overnight. Yeah. It went right to hell.
So, yeah. Let's go ahead and get things rolling here before the skin starts to
melt off
our faces in here. I'm going to start with our favorite place on earth to shop, Walmart, Joe.
I love Walmart.
Out of Wichita Falls, Texas, Walmart bans woman for eating half a cake, demanding to pay half price, according to the police report.
Wait. So she went and shopped for it? She ate half and she wanted it for half price?
So out of Wichita Falls, Texas, when police in Wichita Falls get a phone call from Walmart, it's usually a pretty safe bet to say things have already gotten weird at the store. In January, officers responded to the report of a woman. I'm not sure why this is just coming out now. In January, officers responded to the report of a woman driving an electric scooter around the store's parking lot while drinking a wine from a Pringles can. That happened in January. I think we might have touched on that maybe before.
I don't remember yesterday very well.
But on Tuesday, just last Tuesday, another Walmart employee called to report that a woman who had refused to pay full price for a cake. She reportedly tried to reason with the cashier, saying that she's only buying half the cake, so she should only have to pay half price for it. Store employees said she walked around the store eating half of the cake. By the time our officers arrived, she had finally agreed to pay full price.
Yeah, we should do that at Outback.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Eat half the steak. I should
give me all the filet and lobster tail you got. out of Kansas City, a man celebrates pothole's 3 months birthday in hopes of bringing about faster repairs.
I saw that one. That's great.
3 months after Frank Serrano called Kansas City's 311 center to report a pothole, the bumper still remains in the road. Rather than getting upset about it, though, Serrano decided to celebrate by throwing the pothole. That's right, a birthday party. I thought, what can I do to have a little fun, Frank said. Everyone is always complaining about the potholes, but complaining doesn't seem to be getting anything done. So I said, I want to keep it top of mind. I know my fellow Waldo neighbors are just as disgusted as I am. So I said, let's go ahead and celebrate its birthday. Its third birthday.
Aww.
Kansas City's Public Works Department said the pothole Serrano reported is on the list for repairs. A spokesperson told WDAF crews that were in the area Friday and said that if work isn't done by Friday night, repairs will in fact happen on Saturday. Weather is always a challenge. Maggie Green with Public Works says that I know that they get a lot done this week and with the good weather. Last week they patched over 2,000 potholes, and anytime it's pouring down rain, it's difficult to patch, but as long as we have good weather, crews are out working on that list.
You know, I feel bad for our county and city crews because they get reamed. I do it too. I make jokes about the potholes and stuff. I've done that on Facebook. I've made stories and found Amelia Earhart in one of the potholes and stuff like that. But honestly, that's all they can do. I mean, they're doing as much as they can. You can't get to all of them. We're in Indiana. The roads freeze, they get hot, they freeze, they get hot, and you get potholes in them.
We'll put the video. I will have already put the video up there for you guys to kind of see what he did. But we touched on something similar to this, I don't know, a couple months ago maybe, where I think it was in England maybe, where the guy was drawing phalluses on the,
yes,
on the roadway.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so this is a lot better than that.
I guess. I don't know. Out of Mount Holly, North Carolina, a North Carolina man has filed a federal lawsuit against Hardee's after he said one of the chain's restaurants deprived him of his civil rights by putting too few hash rounds on his plate. Tommy Martin believes his skin color led to him being served less of the side dish than other people would get. Martin is black. According to the lawsuit, a cashier attempted to correct the issue, but a manager told him he was served correctly. The lawsuit was handwritten and filed in the U.S. District Court in Charlotte. According to the Fayetteville Observer, Martin said the event violated the 14th Amendment and gave him...
There's an amendment for hash browns?
It violated his 14th Amendment rights and gave him, I'm not even going to be able to close to saying this right, cibophobia, which is a fear of food. Martin said the manager refunded him for his purchase, but he still wants a jury to hear his case.
So he doesn't feel like he got enough, and now he has a fear of food. Mm-hmm. He's so full of shit. This is so crap.
Why can you sue for anything?
Because we let them, not these people. No, that's why when I'm president, the people I'm assigning, we're going to have like 20, 30 vice presidents. We're going to put people in charge of stuff that should be in charge of it. And this kind of crap won't happen. I would love to see this guy in court. Just laugh at him. We'd make him stand there so we could make fun of him. And throw hash browns at him.
Yeah. All right. Driver, this is out of the United Kingdom. Driver unable to grab a handbrake and crashes because his car was, in fact, too messy. When it comes to motorists, and there's the picture. When it comes to motorists, they mainly fall into two categories. Those who like to keep their car very neat and tidy, and those who take a more relaxed approach to their motor's interiors.
That's called a relaxed approach.
And then there's this. The car, which was branded the messiest ever for obvious reasons, was so full of rubbish and junk that the owner ended up involved in a crash because they couldn't grab their handbrake in time, according to the police report. According to the police, the driver parked the car, but then wasn't able to get to the handbrake quickly enough to stop it from rolling backwards and hitting the vehicle behind it. Hampshire police were called to investigate the incident, and upon arrival, spotted just how packed full of stuff the car was. Some items, such as bags for life, newspapers, and empty food wrappers, make sense, I guess, but the cops also found plant life, electronic items, including a fan, a bucket, and an upside-down stool. You never know what will come in handy. The driver couldn't get the handbrake and rolled back into a parked vehicle and causing damage to both vehicles.
I've been driving a long time. They couldn't get to the handbrake. If it was a stick shift, if you put it in gear, turn it off, it stops. You don't need the emergency brake. I would use it when I was out in California. I'd always use my emergency brake also, but you can just put it in gear. So they just still have their foot on the clutch yet, or?
It doesn't say. Just idiot. Said he couldn't get to his
handbrake. Well, he's an idiot anyway.
Nearly 100 drivers followed a Google Maps detour and ended up in the same empty field. Proving that technology isn't always foolproof, about 100 Colorado drivers learned the hard way when Google Maps offered them a supposedly quicker detour out of a traffic jam. A crash on Pena Boulevard, a road which is a load reading to Denver International Airport, prompted the app to take drivers on a detour last Sunday. But it was, in fact, too good to be true. The alternate route took drivers down a dirt road that rain had turned into a muddy mess, and the car started sliding around. Some vehicles couldn't make it through the mud, and about 100 others became trapped behind them.
Look at the line there.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Connie Monsees captured this image of the dozens of stuck cars last weekend. Monsees was on her way to pick up her husband at the airport when she encountered the wreck on Pena Boulevard. I thought maybe there's a detour, and pulled it up on Google Maps, and it gave me a detour that was, in fact, half of the time. She said it was 43 minutes initially, and it was the detour was going to take her to cut it in half by take it down to 23 minutes. So she went ahead and took the exit and drove where the maps told her to. There was a bunch of other cars going down the dirt road, and she thought it was okay. Google said the road was not marked as private, and over 100 cars basically end up down this mud-filled road. So, have you ever had your Google Maps app take you the wrong way?
I don't use it.
You don't use it?
No. I like maps. I like paper maps.
Sarah and I, this has been years and years ago, and I can't remember if we were using Google Maps or Apple Maps when we were doing this, but as we went to visit my mom when she lived in Tennessee at the time, and it took us something similar to this. We were trying to go to Hardee's, I think, for breakfast, and we weren't familiar with the area where she was. It was very mountainous, and told us to take, you know, go this way instead. It'll save you 15 minutes. Okay. We turned down this clay road. Didn't think a whole lot about it at the time. And it's through this wooded area where no road exists. And it was maybe a mile long. And we were stuck in there for close to an hour, terrified for our lives, because there's literally a cliff here and a cliff here. And about a road is maybe as wide as the iPad here, it felt like. And I thought we were going to die there. I really did.
Wow.
There were no signs of civilization or life, and no one would ever go back there that wasn't on foot, I wouldn't think. You know,
it probably wasn't even a road.
Terrifying. Terrifying. So can't always trust those apps. So.
And you were going to Hardee's. They would have probably shorted your hash round anyway.
Probably would have. Bastards. people say cops love donuts. Joe, do you know anything about that?
I've heard that.
You've heard that? Last week, just after midnight, a 26-year-old male broke into the King County Sheriff's Office in Fairwood storefront by shattering the front window. What did the suspect steal after breaking into the storefront?
Donuts.
Nothing.
Oh.
Instead, he was found sitting at the table in the back room where the deputies usually complete their paperwork. The suspect had his feet up on a chair, watching the television, and had just finished smoking a cigar. The deputy who responded asked the suspect if he broke the window to the storefront, and the suspect casually replied, "Yep." Suspect then went on to explain that he would rather go to jail for breaking into the storefront than killing his roommate. He feared that the deputies would be mad at him for the break-in, and the suspect brought along a peace offering. That's right, a fresh box of donuts that he had just purchased from the nearby grocery. As he wished, the suspect was booked into the Kings County Jail. No word on the fate of the delicious-looking donuts.
I'll bet that evidence disappeared.
That's unique. It must be like a substation, like if I had to guess. I mean, that does. It's like a storefront window.
Yeah.
So maybe they just have a substation. I'm not sure where Kings County is, but at least he did bring a peace offering.
Good for him.
Last week, Joe, we talked about the man that was feeding the meth to the squirrel and he got away.
Yeah, I felt bad for the squirrel.
I got an update to that story out of Limestone County, Alabama. The Alabama man who was on the run after accused of feeding meth to the pet squirrel is, in fact, now in custody.
Oh, I thought they caught him. Yeah. Okay.
Mickey Polk was arrested at a motel in Killen, Alabama Thursday night, police tweeted. The Limestone County Sheriff's Office said narcotics investigators were conducting surveillance at the motel. Man, they must have really wanted this meth feeding squirrel. This guy feeding meth to the squirrel. They got into a brief pursuit with him and ended when he in the police vehicle. And they were able to catch him. There he is, right there.
He's a wonderful looking young man.
Yeah, outstanding member of the community. Apparently, he's booked on charges including attempt to elude, criminal mischief, felon in possession of a pistol for a fellow 45 caliber handgun found in his waistband, and receiving stolen property. He had been on run for more than a week after the police accused him of feeding methamphetamine to his pet squirrel to make it the attack squirrel.
But what about the squirrel? I don't care about that guy.
I don't know what happened to the squirrel.
Well, he just set it free. He's a Jones in some place.
Well, we're going to have an epidemic on our hands. This is the reason for our background this week, Joe.
Oh, what is our background?
We're on a pirate ship, man.
I'll be damned. I didn't even see that.
Like pirate ships?
Yeah.
Woman who married a 300-year-old ghost pirate reveals they're splitting up.
Well, you know.
Breakups are always tough, Joe. They're always tough. One woman is mourning at the end of her marriage to a dead centuries-year-old pirate. And no, he didn't ghost her. You know what ghosting means?
You know, I wouldn't have even read that. I'd have just skipped right over that.
People magazine reports that Amanda Teague, who is an Irish woman, and Jack Sparrow impersonator. You know who Jack Sparrow is?
I do.
Uh-huh. Held a ceremony to wed the 300-year-old pirate ghost, also named Jack, early in 2018. Amanda arranged a private ceremony on a boat in international waters off the coast of Ireland so that the marriage would, in fact, be legal. The 45-year-old hired a medium for the ceremony, which was conducted by a shaman priest. Less than a year later, Amanda says that the marriage is over. "So I feel it's time to let everyone know my marriage is over," she says on her Facebook page. "I will explain in all due course, but for now I want to say is be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with." Amanda previously explained that she met her ghost soulmate in 2014 when he appeared next to her as she was lying in bed. "He is dark-skinned, has jet black hair, and I told him I was really cool with having casual sex with a spirit. And I wanted to make a proper commitment to each other." She went in the big traditional wedding with a white dress. It was very important to her. After revealing news of the divorce, Amanda, who dropped her married name and is now going by Amanda Sparrow Large, revealed to Inside Edition what prompted the split. "I wish I never married him. I wish I was the same healthy person that I was before I met him. Jack has turned, and what was once a beautiful and loving relationship is now something that is ugly." According to Amanda, she started being plagued with health issues once she married Jack and deduced that she was stealing or draining her energy, and he was using her for his own selfish intentions. She is now dissolving that the marriage is contemplating an exorcism.
Idiot.
She's probably got 5 billion subscribers on her Facebook
page. I bet
page.
She does.
Here's a little bit of follow-up to a story we covered a while back. We talked about when you flush the toilets, how the fecal matter goes up in the epi air. So, a new study is showing that hand dryers suck in fecal bacteria and blow it all over your hands after washing them. We know fecal bacteria shoots in the air when the lidless toilet flushes, a phenomenon known grossly as the toilet plume. But in bathrooms where such plumes gush regularly, where does all the fecal bacteria go? Into a hand dryer and onto your clean hands. That's what a new study is, in fact, suggesting. Researchers examined plates exposed to just 30 seconds of hand dryers compared to those left in, you know, just plain feces-filled air. The findings show that air-blasted plates carried 18 to 16 colonies of bacteria on average, whereas 2 minutes exposure to the mere bathroom air left fewer than one colony on average. What's more, the inside of the dryer nozzles themselves had minimal bacteria levels. The results were published recently in the Journal of Applied Environmental Microbiology. This goes on for a little bit, but basically you're better off probably just doing this than using one of those.
Well, then they're going to say there's something in the water, too. Maybe they should put the sinks on the outside of the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you seen those hand dryers? I don't know if they're in the women's restrooms or not, but like in the men's bathrooms where instead of the normal dryer, that's kind of a weird thing where you just stick your hands and you're supposed to do this. Have you seen those?
No.
Those kind of creep me out. They sit kind of lower down, and you're supposed to just stick your hands down, and they're real slim to where your hands are like kind of banging around in there anyway. Then you feel like an idiot because you're doing this.
Aren't you touching where everybody else just touched too?
Well, you're not supposed to, but it's really hard not to because, like I said, the opening's really thin in it. Anyway, it's
that,
weird.
That doesn't sound right. And it's still, where is it? I guess the problem is it's sucking the air from the bathroom, right?
Yes.
So it's probably doing it in those too. So why don't they just make the bathrooms that you walk in, you go around walls and stuff, and then put the sinks on the outside, and you wash your hands then, and then have a drying station that, so you're not actually washing and drying your hands in the bathroom.
Yeah. You should design that and become a bajillionaire.
I'm an effing genius.
All right, Joe. You know what time of the week it is?
I hope it's Florida time.
It's time for This Week in Florida.
Yay. Are we in Florida yet?
We're in Florida.
Yay!
Welcome Florida. To This Week in Florida. We've only got a couple stories this week. Sorry to disappoint you.
I thought we had a lot of stories.
I thought we did too. I don't know what happened to my stories.
Oh, well, we could make some up. They'd probably be right.
Florida man grills burger during a Wendy's robbery, according to police report. Florida officials say they're looking for the Hamburglar who broke into two restaurants, fixed himself some food, and then stole the money. Martin County Sheriff's Office say the suspect forced his way into a Wendy's in Jensen Beach, Florida, by smashing a window with a brick. He then fired up the grill, made himself a burger, and walked away with the store's safe. Man, that must have been a small safe. He also went to another Jensen Beach restaurant where he helped himself to some more food and some more money. Authorities say the man also tried to rob a gas station, but he couldn't break in. On Facebook, the office posted photos and asked the public to help identify the suspect, who has a tattoo on his left arm and is described as a white male in his mid-30s. The suspect, coined as the modern-day Hamburglar, does not appear to have any problem making himself right at home after breaking into local food establishments and making himself a burger.
So he's obviously worked at these before.
Yeah.
Huh.
He knows how to make the burgers.
Maybe he should have opened up.
Well, I wonder if he cleaned up after himself at least. You know, we've seen some of those stories where the people were just breaking in and cleaning. I'm still waiting for that to happen to me.
Yeah.
Here we go, Joe. Out of Destin Beach, Florida. Bride goes viral for having 34 bridesmaids in her wedding. 34.
Probably 34 ugly dresses to go with it.
Wedding pictures posted on social media have people asking how many bridesmaids are in fact too many. One bride who got
34.
One bride who got married on a beach in Destin had 34. 34.
I don't know 34 people.
Kazmae Carter told Access Live that she needed every single one of them. The singer and entertainer, I have no idea who she is.
Who is that?
Kazmae Carter. I don't even know if I'm saying her first name right.
No.
The singer and entertainer has six biological sisters and met all of the other women at various points in her life. The couple took only 3 months to plan the wedding. Carter said if she had more time, she may have had up to 50 bridesmaids.
34. That's just stupid.
How can you have 34 people you consider close enough friends to have them stand up there with you?
I had a hard time finding four.
That's all we got for Florida. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Well, you don't want to make something up?
Did the presidential Democratic debates, did those happen in Florida? Where were those at?
They should have.
They should have, because let's just talk about how stupid that was for a minute.
Have you looked any of it up yet? Are we down in Florida? Are we out of Florida? We're staying in Florida talking about Democratic debates. I wish our wives were here right now.
Let's leave Florida and then we'll get into that. How's that?
Okay.
Stay tuned. All right, Joe. So did you watch any of the Democratic
no.
debate? You didn't let me finish talking. Okay. So we don't talk a whole lot about politics on here because we don't like to get fired up about it or anything. Again, we don't really care which side of the fence you sit on. We do talk away from the show quite a bit about things that we feel are going right or wrong with the country in different ways. And, you know, there's people that think that we're just all pro President Trump all the time. We're all hardcore about it. And that's not necessarily true. We like the way that the country's being run right now.
Exactly.
Do we think he talks a little bit too much?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
Yes.
He just needs to calm down the Twitter nonsense and run the country, which we both feel like things are going much better now than they have.
We like the way things
in a long time. So
are ending up. It seems like the way they're getting there seems a little rough.
Right. With that being said, there's like 264 Democratic candidates trying to run.
There are as many Democratic candidates as there are Lee's children.
Yeah, and that's stupid, okay? Take it from the guy that's stupid and has 500 million kids. You don't need that many people running for political office.
Well, it gets weeded down. I mean, the thing is, I'm afraid that they're not going to all get their voice heard. There might be somebody that'd be a perfect president in there that'll never really get heard because there's so many other voices going out there. You're going to have your friend. You know, I can almost tell you, it's going to end up being Biden. It's going to end up being Sanders. And there might be one other one that are in there that are, they're going to end up being there at the end. I think it's already been established.
So the basic thing that I took away from these debates is beat Trump, beat Trump, beat Trump, and free stuff, and more free stuff.
Free stuff.
So basically from all the candidates, from what I've seen, is their platform are to raise your taxes, legalize killing babies. Open up those damn borders, baby. Let all the illegals in. Socialism, 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 because it worked so well in Nazi Germany. Weaken the economy. Defund our military while we're opening up the borders. Suppress free speech, like this right here. Suppress it. Take away your guns, for all you gun lovers out there. Reparations for slavery. Take away that electoral college, because we know they didn't like that after the last election.
Right.
Defend illegal aliens at all costs and give them free health care, which, mind you, when Obama was in office, guys like you and I, we would get penalized if we didn't have health insurance.
Right.
But we're going to give it to people who are here illegally for free.
Hmm.
Chew on that. How does that make any sense?
I'd really like to. Okay, so you kind of got a list, or we could hit one at a time. Mm-hmm. Just raise taxes. That's okay. I don't mind paying more taxes if it's going towards the right things. Kill babies. We're all raised.
Women's choice is what they're calling it. Women's choice.
Yeah, what about the baby's choice? Mm-hmm. But that is something that we all have different. The way Lee and I were raised, we have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. But I don't hate somebody who doesn't agree with me. I really don't.
Right.
That's just the way we're raised, and it's hard when you've been raised a certain way to get away from that. Whatever, open borders. I have relatives that have come over to this country from other countries, and they came here legally, and they went through all the things. Connie from Connie's little German bread bakery, she came over here legally. She just got her citizenship, I think.
Great human being.
Yeah.
Fantastic human being. She came here the right way.
Right.
And now she's legally a citizen here.
And everyone can. I mean, if they're making it hard for you to actually get in, that needs to be changed, because I think we are a land of opportunity. And we are the best country in the world. And I think they should, as far as opening up the borders, they should open it up to the point where they can come in and do this legally, go through a due process of coming in and stuff. I understand that. As far as just opening up and everybody coming in willy-nilly, I don't think that works.
Or
would you just open your house, say, hey, anyone that wants to come in, go ahead, grab the fridge. Socialism, it just doesn't work. It's been tried all over. Weaker economy. They're not pushing for a weaker economy.
Socialism is.
So it's more, actually, it's just much more government run. Mm-hmm. Then, right? Okay. defund the military. Never think that's a good idea. Suppress free speech. Our whole country is based on free speech.
Is it really right now? Because you're holding back right now.
I am. I'm afraid.
Because of repercussions, because of the beating you'll take online, because of the beating it may give you in your business.
Right.
And this is what social media, the television media, and then newspaper media, for those of you that still read newspapers.
I love newspapers.
We've talked about that before, that it's almost amazing that it's even still around at this point in time. But yeah, that's another topic altogether. For those of you that are, you don't lean towards the liberal ideologies, I guess, in the world today. You believe in the way America should, in your mind, the way America should be, freedom. I mean, that's what our country is. You know, God bless America.
God bless America, right?
Freedom.
Well, freedom to a point.
Right.
Freedom to a point where there's not chaos.
But, you know, we're seeing more and more of this, you know, if you don't agree with my point of view, screw you. You're a bigot. You're a this, you're a that. You should go to hell. You know, we talked about last week about, you know, when I unknowingly went into the gay pride celebration there in Cincinnati. And again, I've got no issues with anybody that's homosexual at all. I've got homosexual friends, but the amount of hatred that some of those people were displaying, putting on display for the world to see that day.
The people in that parade, right?
In that parade was unbelievable. And these are the same people that believe in this platform that I just discussed. And I know there's going to be those of you out there that are Democrats and are liberal. These aren't your grandparents' Democrats. These aren't your daddy's Democrats. This is a whole different type of...
They're very left.
They're very radical, yeah, is what they are. And, man.
And it is not... And like you said, I'm trying to hold back. It is... I do feel a little suppressed in my speech, and it is odd that I can't say what I think completely without there being repercussions. But it only seems one-sided.
Right.
It doesn't seem to be going the other way. But maybe that's just because of, I don't know. Okay, so take away guns. You know, the problem I've always had with that, I am not someone that carries a gun. Lee is someone that carries a gun, even in not just being a policeman. Thing is, the bad guys can always get guns. If I was carrying a gun, I don't think I could use it. So for me to carry a gun is dumb, because someone will just take it away from me, because I don't think I could pull the trigger. And I'd feel terrible if I ever did.
But, you know, there's... This is the age-old argument with this. I mean, this gun debate's been going on
forever.
For as long as Obama was in the office, at least. That's when it really started to come to the forefront.
Yeah, but it's been around for a long time.
It has. But it started to escalate when he was in office. You can't deny
because
that.
Of school shootings and stuff like that. I think that's what really pushed
it. You know, screw you, gun owners. You don't need an AR-15. You don't need this. You don't need that. And law-abiding citizens, they go about, whether you agree with it or not, here's the facts. Law-abiding citizens get their guns the right way.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. They purchase it right way. They do their background check. They fill out the paperwork.
It sounds
they
like
register their firearms.
A citizen.
Correct.
That's how it should be.
What they're just completely discarding the fact that criminals, I'm sorry, but they don't give a shit about your rules. Outlaw everything that you want. They're going to break into homes and they're going to steal everything, including firearms. So I'm sorry, but if Joe DeRozier has a firearm in his home and somebody breaks in, you're making that decision. Am I going to protect myself and my property, and am I going to pull that trigger or not?
Mm-hmm.
If they take away your firearms, you don't even have that option. You have to dial 911, which is what you're supposed to do. Dial 911 and hope that the police can get to you in time before this guy kills you or your wife or your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of your freedoms here in America are your right to bear arms if you do it the right way.
I guess what people are saying, though, is those people that have guns that probably shouldn't. And I have friends that have gone through the legal process, mm-hmm, getting a gun, and they shouldn't have guns.
And I understand that.
I think,
but you can't you cannot by our nation's laws take away somebody's right to bear arms if the government has issued them.
Right.
But
I think there should probably be a more stringent policies to let somebody get a gun. I think there needs to be a psych evaluation, for one thing. I think there needs to be a cooling off
period. I think there needs to be a psych evaluation to be a Democrat.
I think there should be one for having a podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So
no, seriously,
you're very spirited on that one. I am. Perhaps we should move on.
I'm getting so tired of
reparations for slavery. That I have, just like with the Indians years ago, they've done the same thing. I don't know. I mean, I can look back at my heritage. I have all sorts. I have Indian in me. Mm-hmm. I actually have African in me. So now somewhere down the line, perhaps I have a relative that I don't feel like I deserve anything. I haven't gone through anything. I don't know about other people. If they feel more of a,
How can you give some body reparations for slavery? Slavery has been abolished for ever.
Yeah. If there were slaves still here, I would say, yes, please. I think they should be given something. They need to be. But
here's the scariest thing to me out of all of the stuff that we were talking about. Removing the Electoral College.
Yeah.
So if you do that, you're leaving California,
New York, Chicago. They're going to, and aren't they all?
Those carry the most popular votes.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, the purpose of the Electoral College is to make the races fair, mm-hmm. if that's even possible now.
Right.
And, you know, if you take away the Electoral College, you're running by popular vote, which means congratulations, California, you won the country.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, think about the states that are doing the worst financially.
Yeah,
California, Illinois,
yeah.
Michigan.
You look at the homicide rates and what you're talking about, you know, the homelessness rates. And
right.
You want to talk about firearm crimes, people that have the strength. You know, Chicago's got the strongest freaking firearm policies in the country, and they've got the highest murder rate in the country.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't care about your gun laws. They don't care.
Right.
So there's just so many, and I know there's going to be people out there that totally disagree, and if you stop watching, okay. But that's my opinion. It's not even necessarily his. It's my opinion, and I'm sick of the, you know, we talk about the suppression of free speech.
Yeah.
You know, if you lean towards, you know, a more Republican type side of things, and I never considered myself one way or the other. I still necessarily don't. But it's that the Liberal Party now is so, so radical about some of this stuff. I don't see how in your right mind, when these are your bullet points, beat Trump, open up the borders, give free health care to people who are here illegally, when you were just a handful of years ago penalizing people like you and I who work for a living for not having health care insurance, who are already American-born citizens. None of it makes any sense. None of it makes any sense. But by God, we'll give you all the free stuff you want now if you let me in the office.
Are they trying to target a specific demographic for their votes? I mean, is that what it's all about?
Absolutely. Like the Obama phones things, you know. And those are still in existence to today. We'll give you guys free cell phones. We'll give you free minutes, free texting. We'll give you free, now we're going to give you free health care. And dear God. And you and I, we're working to support this nonsense. They're taking those taxes out of our checks. And it's completely out of control.
There's a lot of jobs out there.
Well, you mean I got to get out of bed before noon and earn money myself? That's not fair, Bernie. Bernie, it's not fair.
Bernie doesn't get out of bed before noon.
Bernie doesn't even know if he has a pulse right now. I'm sorry.
You know, Bernie never had a job until he became mayor someplace.
That doesn't surprise me.
And he still doesn't really, but yeah, well.
Anyway, it's a shit show, folks. Good luck to whoever comes out of that, and we'll see what happens in the fall. Anything else you want to touch on this week before we wrap things up? I've made you uncomfortable.
I'm afraid this is probably our last show. We could really spend this much time making fun of Trump too. So,
yeah,
anybody who's mad probably has already turned us off anyway. But we are gonna do a little fun debates later on. We're gonna
absolutely.
And Trump is that man. How can he seem? And Lee and I have talked about this in the back of the report. He seems like we talked about Jack Sparrow. Mm-hmm. Trump seems like Jack Sparrow. He'll say and do the most ridiculous shit, and he lands at his feet, and all of a sudden something's going well for the economy, and he takes credit, and you're going, how the hell did he do that? What, did he do that on purpose, or did he just fall into it? And maybe he's done that his whole life. Maybe that's how he's become such a successful businessman. I don't know.
Some people, they got all the luck, man.
You know what? Sarah was going to, Lee's wife was going to come to the show, and she was going to be our first live studio audience. And then my wife heard that, and she was going to come. You imagine how pissed off they'd be right now? They'd have been throwing stuff. Kathy would have laughed. I don't think she'd have even stayed for that last part. But
Sarah wouldn't be mad because she's very frustrated with way
she'd have been. Yeah. So,
but in any event, you know, that it is what it is. But that, to me, that's the bullet points that I took away from free, beat Trump,
you hear that? That was the number of our followers falling.
We're down to 10 from 12. Oh well. So that's the show for this week. We appreciate you guys listening in and watching along, and I know that there's still people out there that agree with some of that stuff, so
they'll never admit it.
For those of you that are too afraid to talk, we'll still be here next week. So thanks for watching along, and we'll see you guys soon. Take care.
Bye.